So, it's me and Josh back bringing you with another podcast. Me and him are not as enthusiastic. Something came up. But, so we are bringing you minerals. You might be saying, well, you already did types of rocks. Isn't that the exact same thing? Well, no. There is a fine line between them. So, with hardness, color, and luster, those are the main properties of minerals. The hardness is the measure of how easily a mineral can be scratched. Color is the color of it. Here's what it says here. The color of a mineral is the first thing most people notice, but it can also be the least useful thing identifying the mineral. Most minerals occur in more than one color. So today we aren't using a sight. Our teacher has given us a book for us to use off of, and we've just been gluing things over the past year. We're nearing the last few weeks of school, so the gaming channel will be up soon. And so with luster is the way surface of a mineral reflects light. And with more things of minerals, I'm on graphs, which will be our next one. So the special properties of minerals: magnetism, chemical reaction, and fluorescein. A mineral vocabulary to be continued. This is a paper that we're just reading off of. Mineral is a solid compound that occurs naturally in Earth's crust and has a definite chemical composition and structure. Metallic luster is a type of luster which is shiny. Non-metallic luster is a type of luster that is dull and pearly. And Mohs hardness scale is basically how you would rate the hardness of one. So basically the softest is talc, 10 is diamond. And there are things like if a rock can scratch glass, it's over 6.5 or 7.5. I can't remember which one it is. You?
Yeah. I don't remember. But color again. Color is another thing that we're going to talk about. So you've heard of diamonds. They're clear. Clear. But there's also oil diamonds, which are still filled with oil from their natural state. They are much more expensive to buy, and you...
It'd be a nice engagement ring.
Oh, yeah. But it'd be like millions of dollars.
Yeah. Honestly, wouldn't your spouse be worth that? Worth more than that? But whatever. Crystal structure, characteristics of a mineral slash atoms are arranged in irregular geometric pattern. Because now I'm going to be reading the notes, because
I've got a cough.
No, he's got a cold. Well, yeah, he developed something overnight. But
bad.
I still do have a cold. And I am recovering from last episode. I did have a huge cold, but... So, gemstones are valuable, rare minerals valued in color and beauty. So, basically, the most diamond you want to get is that oily diamond.
Yes.
But it's in the color red. The red diamond is the most expensive normal diamond. You mostly find them clear or white.
You don't find them with oil. Usually, most of them are not oil or red. It's just very rare to find them. And they are very, very...
Let's think. So back to one of my games that I used to play, Minecraft. The thing is, diamonds were so hard. Like, you would start on level 63, they were at level 11. And it took like 5 years to dig down to that. So, that does demonstrate they are very far down. I'd say more towards the mantle.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
A fun fact about minerals is when earthquakes occur, there's more minerals from the bottom that come up, so it's easier to find them.
Yes.
But it takes millions of years for them to actually shift. And those were some things. So
that's going to conclude our video today. Oh, wait. Did we do luster?
We did do luster, but hardness, there's also a thing with streak. So we did hardness.
So streak is when if you like slide a diamond or something of that sort onto a piece of paper.
There's like a cloth type of like thing.
No.
They call it a streak plate. Where you take a mineral and streak it across. It's one of the ways. All these ways that we told you were a way to identify a mineral.
Yeah, there's black and white slate or strength streak. I can't even talk today. My cold's bad.
Yeah, like he's not energetic as he normally would.
Yeah.
Nor am I.
I threw up last night, so it's kind of hard.
Did I get that from you? Because I did too.
Really?
Like, TMI.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They're gonna throw themselves up.
Okay. But yeah. So I'm not gonna be as enthusiastic for the next video, or the next videos coming up.
We do triple upload.
Yep.
These days.
So we'll be get you on to the next video. Please like and subscribe to this video, and we'll see you next video.
So our channel. So Josh probably isn't gonna be talking anymore, but our channel will come out. I think the first video will be like June. It's before June 10th.
It's like we're getting out of school June 6th. June 7th, and then we'll get together and try and record some videos if our colds let up.
Just trust us. It's not going to be podcasts. It's going to be actual camera. We're just doing these podcasts because teacher's making us. We will have a channel, if almost like Dude Perfect, but get not as popular as that.
And we're pretty much going to be like a person who reviews games and like that kind of channel. At least my channel will be like that. Zach's will be a little bit different probably than mine. But I'll post these videos on my channel and Zach's. But they will both be, most of the family ones will be in a family section. So if you want to have family-friendly videos, then go to the family-friendly section. Please.
Well, the thing is, our channel is going to be family friendly.
Well, mine, I don't know.
It's gonna be like Dude Perfect. Let's just say that.
And then I might make it a little family friendly.
Okay, we've been rambling for this stuff for a minute 30.
We'll go.